Chumas Akum is. The Chachamim hold that Chumas Akum Havi Chuma, Chumas Akum Damas, Chayavan Lechomesh, Yechayav Chomesh if a Zara eats it, Osef him to eat it, and he has to pay Karen Chomesh if he eats it Bishot. Reb Shimon Papas. Reb Shimon says it's not Midamas, it's still Tevel. The Chuma wasn't Chav. Machlokas Tanoim whether an Akum can be Mafish Chuma or not. What's the Machlokas? So Rashi makes a statement here, but it's unclear what he means. Tosfos interpreted Rashi to be saying that the Machlokas Tanoim really revolves around two different issues. That the Tanakama holds, first of all, that Ein Kinyan Lo Bechachav Mafkia Midei Trumus Amaisus. Mafkia, an Akum can't be Mafkia Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What's more, Miruach Akum doesn't pater. If the Akum does the Gemar Malacha, if he pats down the Kree, it doesn't pater from Truma. We know that in order for the Yisra Tevel to be chal completely midirabanan, not only does the Tzvu have to be Godel Shlish, but also you need a Gemar Malacha, you need the Miruach. So comes the Tanakama and says Miruach Akum doesn't pater. The kinyan of the goy in the field does not pater from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's a Chiyuv Chumas and Maisus. Miruach HaVekachavim doesn't pater either. So his Gemar Malacha is going to be Machayev in Afrosh of Chumas and Maisus. Reb Shimon argues, what does Reb Shimon say? So it's not so clear from Rashi, but Tosis interprets Rashi to mean that he argues on both accounts. First of all, he holds that Yesh Kinyan HaVekachavim Lafkim Midei Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Reb Shimon holds that a goy is mafkia from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's one reason why the tefu is not going to be chayeres with shuma. And secondly, he holds miruach akum patas, that if the goy does the miruach, if he does the gemar malacha, that will pater the tefu. So there are two reasons why Reb Shimon holds that the tefu is pater from shumas emaisis. That's the machlokas tanoim according to Rashi. Namely, the machlokas is about whether the tefu of an akum is going to be chayeres or not. Tanakama says it will be chayavas, there's no ptur. Reb Shimon says it won't be chayavas because there is a ptur. So Tosis is troubled if the Gemara in Gittin has a machlokas amarayim, whether Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan, does a guy have a koach big mafkia from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not? So how can the amarayim be arguing about a machlokas tanoim? If Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan is a machlokas tanoim, so the amarayim should just say this is what the tanoim hold, but they can't create a new machlokas. We never say there's a machlokas amarayim about the machlokas tanoim. Very difficult. And even if you understand the way the Marsha understood the Rashi, that Reb Shimon and the Chachamim don't argue about Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan, but rather everyone agrees that Ein Kinyan, that's even worse according to Rashi, Lechora. Why? Because then the Manda Omer of Yesh Kinyan is the Lokeman. Right? The Amora who holds that Yesh Kinyan, that a guy is Mafkia from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Tana, Reb Shimon, nor the Tanakama hold that Yesh Kinyan. So that's according to no one's. It's a big problem. Rashi's a big problem according to Tosfos. Zok de Ritva, he thinks Rashi perhaps doesn't assume that the Machlokas Tanaim is about both things, but rather they're only arguing about one thing. That everyone holds that Ein Kinyan Akum Lafkia. No one says that an Akum can be Lafkia from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Shaila Machlokas Tanakama Reb Shimon is whether Niruach HaBekochav and Poter or not. Tanakama says Miruach HaVekochavim doesn't pater. If the guy does the Gemar Malacha, it doesn't pater. It's still going to be Chayev in Trumas and Isis. Reb Shimon says Miruach HaVekochavim does pater. So that's the Machlokas, whether his Miruach, his Gemar Malacha is going to pater or not. So this doesn't relate to the Machlokas Amaron and the Gemar Gittin, so the Tosis Kasha is not going to be a Kasha. The fact of Ritva, there's still a Kasha according to this interpretation of Rashi. What's the Kasha? Kasha is, what is Rashi basically saying? Rashi is assuming that the Machlokas Tanakama Reb Shimon is whether Miruach HaVekochavim poter or not. Does the Gemar Malacha of the Goy pater the Kree from Trumas HaMaisvis? So basically what they're arguing about is the Tfuah of the Goy going to be Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisvis or not? That's the Shaila. Is it going to be Chayiv or not? So Frakta Ritva, is it going to be Chayiv or not? Even if Miruach HaVekochavim poter, I still can find you a Hecha Timtza where his Tfuah is going to be Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisvis. Right? If the goy owns the tefua and the miruach was done by Yisrael, then it will be chayav in Shumas and Isis. So how can you tell me Reb Shimon holds that Shumas Akum is not Midamas? Why? Because miruach HaVekochavim poter. So what? If the goy did the miruach, so then it would take a pater. But if Yisrael did the miruach, then it's not going to pater. So how can you say that the Tanoim argue about whether the truma of the goy is going to be chayav, whether the tefua of a goy is chayav in Shumas or not? I can give you a hechetim so that everyone will admit that the tefuah of the guy is chayiv and truma. If the Yisrael did the miruach, so then avad it'll be chayiv and truma. The guy doesn't have a kenyan to be makia from kedushas eretz Yisrael. If the miruach is done by the Yisrael, then it'll be chayiv and truma. So what's Rashi talking about? The machlokas tanoim is whether the tefuah is chayiv and truma or not. If the miruach was done by Yisrael, of course it's going to be chayiv and truma. So come the Ritva and the Ri, and they say, no, Rashi misunderstood the Machlokas Tanoim. The real Machlokas is not whether the Tavu of the Goy is going to be Chayiv and Trumas and Isris or not. The real Machlokas is whether a Goy is a Bar Hafrosh. Can the Goy be Mafrish Truma? It can be Chayiv. The Tavu, we can have a Echid Timsa that the Tavu will be Chayiv and Trumas and Isris. But the question is, can the Goy be Mafrish on such a Tavu? The Tana Kama says he can. He can be mafresh, and his truma will be chal. Reb Shimon says, no, b'nei Yisrael v'lo ove kochavim. There's a special Xeris HaKos that teaches in the Dafka a Yisrael can be mafresh truma, not a goy. So Reb Shimon, truma sakam is not medamas. It's not, the truma is not going to be chal, because the goy doesn't have a koach to do the hafrosha. He's not a bar hafrosha. The machlokas is not whether his tvua is going to be chayiv and truma or not. The machlokas is he a bar hafrosha or not? That's the shayla. That's the shot. The question is, how is Rashi going to respond to the Ritva's time? Like the second kashi. Ritva says, how can Rashi learn and Tanakama and Reb Shimon are arguing as to whether the Tvuah of the Goy is going to be Chayiv and Shumas and Isis? I can give you a Heichet Timtza where everyone agrees that the Tvuah is Chayiv and Shumas and Isis. If the Miruach was done by Yisrael, then everyone agrees. Even Reb Shimon would say that that's Chayiv and Shumas and Isis. What's Rashi going to respond to the Ritva's time? So, l'chora, the answer for Rashi, the simple answer for Rashi might be that Rashi holds that even if the Yisrael did the Miruach, if the Goy owns the Tvuah, it's still not going to be Chayiv in Shumas and Isis. Right? The Ritva wants us to believe that if the Yisrael did the Miruach, then Avada the Tvuah will be Chayiv in Shumas and Isis. Since everyone claims that Enkin and Lovek Lachav and Lafgemi de Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, if the Miruach is done by Yisrael, then of course it'll be Chayiv in Shumas and Isis. Kevshim and Kenzogin, maybe Rashi will argue. And Rashi says that's not true. Even if the Miruach were done by Yisrael, as long as the Goy owns the Tevuah, maybe it's not Chayiv and Shumas and Isis. That's not called the Gemara Malacha that's going to be Chayiv and Shumas and Isis. When the Gemara in Gittin has its miut, the Digun Chavalo Digun Ove Kachavim, what does that mean, Digun Chavalo Digun Ove Kachavim? Maybe that doesn't mean that the Maisa Miruach was done by a Goy. Maybe it means that if the Goy owns the Tfuah B'Shas Miruach, that's called the Digun Ove Kochavim. It's not a function of the Maisa Miruach, whether the Goy did the Miruach or the Yisrael. No, it's a function of who owns the Tfuah B'Shas Miruach. So even if the Yisrael did the Maisa Miruach, maybe if the Goy owns the Tfuah, it's potter from Shimas and Isis. That's Reb Shimon Shita. So Rashi perhaps was not troubled by the Ritva's Kasha because he argued with the Ritva fundamentally as to what Digun Chavalo Digun Ove Kachavim tells me. The Ritva says Digun Chavalo Digun Ove Kachavim tells me that if the Maisa Miruach were done by a Goy, then it's potter from Shimas and Isis. If the Maisa Miruach were done by Yisrael, it's Chayiv. And Rashi might say it's not a function of the Maisa Miruach. It's a function of the Bailos B'Shas Miruach. If the Akum owns the Tvuah, even if the Miruach were done by Yisrael, maybe that's part of him, Shemus and Isis. If the Yisrael owned the Tvuah, even if the Miruach were done by a guy, maybe it's Chayiv and Shemus and Isis, because that's not called Digun Ove Kachavim, that's called Digun Yisrael, because Yisrael owned the Tvuah, B'Shas Miruach. So maybe it's a fundamental question as to what Digun Chavalo Digun Ove Kachavim is all about. Right? Is it a function of the Maisa Miruach? Who did the Maisa Miruach? Is that the Shaila? Or is the Shaila Mihu Baal HaTvua B'Shas Miruach? Who owns the Tvua? When does the Gemara Malacha occur? Now, it's very interesting to say the second approach that it's all a function of the Bailus. Doesn't really sound like that from the drasha. Digun chavalo lo digun ove kachavim. Digun means miruach. It means a pile. It sounds like it's a function of the ma'isa miruach. If the ma'isa miruach were done by Yisrael, it's chayiv. If the ma'isa miruach were done by a guy, it's potter. But the emphasis is, we do find the mocker in Rashi, find source in Rashi that this idea of digun chavalo digun ove kachavim doesn't mean that the ma'isa miruach was done by a guy, but rather that it was owned by the guy during the ma'isa miruach. How so? That's Rashi and Gittin, where the drasha appears. What does Rashi say on that? Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Digun chav lo digun shalovik ochavim. Says Rashi, Shemir chanovik ochavim. Vehein shalov b'shas niruach. Shulgum amalachtan lamaisa. Niruach ha'ovik ochavim potra. The niruach of the ovik ochavim will pater. The ovik ochavim did the maisa niruach, and the tefuah belongs to him b'shas niruach. Zog Rashi, niruach ovik ochavim will pater. Vafilu lokcha miyisrael b'shibol. Fine. Avalim higdilu b'karka ovik ochavim v'lokcha miyisrael b'shibolin u'mirchan chayavim b'maisa. But if the Yisrael, if they were godel b'shus ha'goy, and the Yisrael bought it from the goy, and he did the miruach, so then it's chayavim b'maisa. It's fascinating. Rashi creates a contrast. He says if the goy owns the tefuah and he did the miruach, then it's potter. But if the Israel bought the tefuah from the guy and did the miruach, then it's going to be chayav. It's interesting. Rashi says the only time that the miruach of the Israel is going to be chayav is what? If he does two things. He buys the tefuah and does miruach. He needs two things. Why does he have to say that? Why doesn't he just say, Avle mirchan Yisrael, chayav? The guy owns the tefuah. So if the guy did the miruach, it's potter. If the Israel did the miruach, it's chayav. Why does Rashi have to turn around and say, Lokchan Yisrael, and then it's going to... You say, even if the guy owns the tefuah, if the Yisrael did the miruach, then it should be chayv. It sounds like Rashi holds that miruach ovik ochavim poter means that if the guy owns the tefuah, if there was miruach done b'shas that the guy owns the tefuah, then it's poter. Right? But if the Yisrael did, and if the Yisrael did the miruach, but the guy still owns the tefuah, it'll also be poter. The ma'is of miruach was done by Yisrael, but the guy owns the tefuah, it's also poter. That's why Rashi had to say that if the Yisrael bought it and did the miruach, then it's going to be chayv. The Yisrael has to buy it. Without the Yisrael buying it, it's still going to be potter. It's interesting, though. The beginning of Rashi, as Daniel Goffman pointed out, the beginning of Rashi sounds fakert. You can make a diuk in the other direction. Rashi does say v'hein shalo. He makes this point of v'hein shalo. But why does he have to say in Mirchan Akum, right? You don't need Mirchan Ovek HaChavim V'hein Shalom. If you tell me the key is the Bailus B'Shas Nirah, so just say, Ema Tavua Shalo Akum Ben Shemirchan Akum Ben Shemirchan Yisrael, it's Potter. Ema Tavua Shalo Yisrael Ben Shemirchan Yisrael Ben Shemirchan Akum, it's Chayiv. The Yukim in Rashi, it's a pell, right? The Rashi is not, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect Diyuk. Not a perfect Diyuk. But from the fact that, first of all, Rashi says v'hein shalom in the beginning, that mirchan akum is not enough to pater, but it has to actually belong to the goy. And the fact that Rashi in the end turns around and says that if the Yisrael buys it and does the miruach, it's going to be chayav. He adds the fact that the Yisrael buys it, it sounds like Rashi holds that the bailus is the key. That the only time miruach akum poter is if the guy actually owns the tefuah. It doesn't really matter who does the maisa miruach. The question is, who's the bailim b'shas miruach? The goy is the bailim b'shas miruach, bein mirchan Yisrael, bein mirchan Akum, it's going to be potter. And if the Yisrael is the bailim, then it will be chayiv. That's what it sounds like from Rashi and Gittin. Even if you aren't convinced by Rashi and Gittin, they point out that Rashi and Bechoros, of all places, seems to echo a similar sentiment. He seems to go l'shitoso in Gittin. Why? Gemara in Bechoros is talking about a complicated situation where you buy tevel that was nismareach b'yad Akum. The tevel was owned by the guy, and there was a miruach that was done b'shus ha'goy. So what does the Gemara say? Ma'asun v'hein shalom. In this strange case that the miruach was done b'shus ha'goy, and then you buy the tevel. Again, there was no hafrash shumas ha'maisis. You buy tevel that was this mareach b'yad ha'goy. Ma'asun v'hein shalom. You have to separate shumas ha'maisis, but you can keep them. What kind of a strange idea is that? I separate shumas ha'maisis, I keep them? Don't I have to give shuma to the kohen? Ma'asun rishon to the lady? What does it mean v'hein shalom? So the Gemara explains, there's a back and forth, the Gemara explains that the reason why you can keep it is the Omer le'karsina mikoach gavra l'motzis ishtoi dina b'hadeh. Since the Chumas HaMaisis, the Chid Chumas HaMaisis is coming b'shus ha'goy, so you can tell the Kohen and the Levi that I'm coming mikoach the goy. I'm coming mikoach the goy. The Chiyuv Afrosha was chal b'shus ha'goy. So since I'm coming mikoach the goy, and you can't bring the goy to a din Torah to demand the Trumas HaMaisis from him, Because he's not really chayav to give you Chumas HaMaisis. He's a guy. It's not Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So you can't demand that from the guy. So if you couldn't demand it from the guy, and I'm coming Mikocho, you can't demand it from me either. But it's still Truma. The Zayin is not allowed to eat it, but he can sell it to a Kohen. He can sell it to a Kohen for a little bit cheaper. It is not as much demand. It's not. There isn't as much... there aren't as many Kohanim, so you sell it for a little cheaper to the Kohen. But you can sell it to the Kohen, you can sell the Maaser Rishon, you don't have to sell, it's Chulin. Right? So you separate the Maaser Rishon, the Levi can't demand it from you, you can keep it. But the Truma, you have to give it to the Kohen, but you can sell it to him. So that's the halacha the Gemara Bechores is talking about. But what's the detail? The detail is that there was a Miruach B'Shusa Akum. You bought Tevel, that was the Smarev B'Yad HaAkum, and then you're going to be Maaser V'Hen Shalom. So the Gemara asks, who did miruach when it was b'shus ha'akum? The marchinu man, ilam the marchinu akum, the goncha marachmana, v'lo dogan ove kachavim. We know that the goncha marachmana, v'lo dogan ove kachavim, v'lo digon ove kachavim. So there's no chiv chumas ha'maisus b'chlal then. If the miruach was done by a guy, it was b'shus ha'guy, it was done by a guy, so then there's no chiv chumas ha'maisus b'chlal. Ela the marchinu Yisrael. Machin Yisrael, Meshus Akum. Says the Gemara, we're talking about that the Yisrael did the Miruach, but it was Meshus HaGoy. The guy owned the Tvua, the Yisrael did the Miruach. That's a situation where there'll be a Chiv of Chumas HaMaisers, but because you're coming Mikoach the guy, you don't have to give it to the Kohen without money. You can sell it to the Kohen, there's no mitzvah Nesina to give it for free to the Kohen. That's the example. Machinu Yisrael, Bishus Akum, the Tvua was owned by the guy, the Miruach was done by the Yisrael, and that's a case with the Zechiv of Chumas HaMaisis, but you get to sell the Chum, you don't have to give it for free to the Kohen. The question is, what does that mean? So if you were to ask me, if we just read the Gemara Bechoros without Rashi, so we probably wouldn't understand the Gemara anyway, but if we did understand the Gemara, right, and we explained it Poshit, so Machinu Yisrael, Lechor, we'd say that means that the guy owns the Tzvua, the Yisrael did the Miruach, and that's it. The Yisrael doesn't own the Tzvua at all. He did the Maisa Miruach. Adkan. But Rashi doesn't interpret that way. What does Rashi say? Rashi adds a point. He says it's not just that the Miruach was done by Yisrael, but the Yisrael is an Orus. Machinu Yisrael Mershus Ovekachavim, Shahaya Yisrael Orus Vekaka Shalovekachav Mali. The Kaka Shalovekachav belongs to the guy. The Miruach was done by Yisrael. Yisrael is an oris of the guy. He's a sharecropper of the guy. What's a sharecropper? It means that he has a bailus in the karka a little bit. Right? He gets to keep a certain percentage. A certain percentage of the tour. That means he has a kinyan in the karka, so to speak, the miktsas, to keep a certain percentage of the produce. So comes the sheet, the Mekubetz says right here on the side of the Gemara Bechoros, and he quotes from the Rosh, Akasha. Why did Rashi have to interpret the Gemara in such in a creative way? The Machina Yisrael means the Yisrael is in Oris, he did the Miruach, Vishus Ha'akam. Just say Pasha, he did the Miruach, Vishus Ha'akam, but the Yisrael did the Ma'is to Miruach, he doesn't own anything, he's not an Oris at all. Why does he have to say that he's an Oris? So says the Rosh, V'lo Ratzel L'farish Kimo Shemashma Pashta D'Sugya Shemireach HaYisrael Tfu Asavik Al-Chavim. Because Rashi would interpret that even if the Miruach was done by Yisrael, if the guy owns the Tzvua B'Shas Miruach, that's called a Miruach Ove Kochavim. It's not a Miruach Yisrael. The Rosh gives Pshat in Rashi. That's the Diuk from Rashi and Gittin. It's not such an iron clear Diuk, but it's there. It's definitely there in Rashi and Gittin. Bechorah, that's what Rashi and Bechorah has in mind. That if we were talking about Miruach Yisroel, who wasn't an Oris, then that would be called Miruach Ove Kochavim, because it's a Mais Miruach that was done Bershus HaGoy. That's Miruach Ove Kochavim, and it patas. That's why Rashi had to say, it's the Yisroel who's an Oris. We're talking about a situation where the Tefuah belongs to the guy. You can't just say that the Tefuah belongs to the Yisroel. So the Tefuah belongs to the guy, but if the Yisrael is an Oris, then he has a Miktsas Bailus over here. If the Yisrael is a Miktsas Bailus, that's not a Miruach Akum, that's a Miruach Yisrael. Not only is the Yisrael doing the Maisa Miruach, but he has a Miktsas Bailus, he owns the Tefuah. He owns the Tefuah, that's a Miruach Yisrael, and that'll be Chayav and Shemus and Maisa. So we see both from Rashi and Bechoros and Rashi and Gittin, that miruach over kachavim pote doesn't mean if the mice and miruach is done by a guy, then it's potter mishus and mice. It means that if the mice and miruach were done b'shus a guy, that the guy owns the tefuah, that's what potters. That's what potters. Even if the Yisrael did the mice and miruach. And conversely, if the guy did the mice and miruach b'shus Yisrael, that'll be chayiv, because it's all a function of who the bailim is b'shas mice and miruach. It's not a function of who did the mice and miruach. Zokt b'simcha midasa. Maybe that's the answer for Rashi here too. A third Rashi, Rashi l'shitaso here too. That the Ritva and the Ri both ask a kasha on Rashi. How can Rashi learn Machlokes Tanakama, Reb Shimon is whether the tefuah of an akam is chayv and shumas amaisis or no? I'll give you a case where it'll always be chayv and shumas amaisis, right? If the mirach was done by Yisrael, then of course it's chayv and shumas amaisis, even if the guy owned the tefuah. You want to say Reb Shimon holds mirach of a kachav and potter, that's why the tefuah will never be chayv and shumas amaisis. Okay, even if mirach of a kachav and potter, but if the Yisrael did the mirach, then it will be chayv. So how can you say Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama argue as to whether the tefuah is going to be chayv or not? I'll give you a case where there's always going to be a chayv of shumas and isis. If the mirach were done by Yisrael, then it will be chayv. So Reb Simcha Midasa, no, Rashi holds that if the tefuah is owned by a guy, even if the mirach were done by Yisrael, it still is going to be potter. Mirach of a kachav and potter means that if the mice and mirach were done when the guy is a bailam of the tefuah, it's potter. So if the guy owns the tefuah, Reb Shimon holds there's no way that the tefuah will be chayv and shumas and maisis. And the Tanakhama holds no, mirach of a kachav and doesn't potter. So even if the guy owns the tefuah, then the tefuah will still be chayav and shumas and maisis. That's the machlokas, the Tanakhama, Reb Shimon. Rashi holds Reb Shimon assumes the talk is never a case that the tefuah is going to be chayav and shumas and maisis if the guy owns the tefuah. Because mirach over kachav and potter means if the mais and mirach were done b'shus agoy, even if the Yisrael did the mais and mirach, it's still going to be potter. That's why Reb Shimon holds that the shumas akum is not going to be chal, because the tefuah is never chayiv in truma if the guy owns the tefuah. Ellie, you had something?
Yeah, yes. In the Gemara Mechoros, we said that the reason that the Jew keeps it is because he's coming on Korach, the Kocha of the guy.
Yeah.
If he's an Aris, can they demand him? I mean, if it's enough, if Raja has enough of him to have bailus over it, then isn't
that something? That's a good kasha. Apparently, though, since the Iker bailus is the guy's bailus, we still view it as though you're coming to call the guy. So even though there's a miktas bailin, but qualitatively the Israel has the guy has a greater bailus, so therefore we view it as though you're coming to call the bailus of the guy. Rav Simcha Midesau quotes a raya to Shitas Rashi. It's not just Rashi. I mean, you'd say, okay, this is Rashi. Rashi's l'shitas, so in three places: Rashi in Gittin, and Rashi in Bechoris, and Rashi over here in Kiddushin. It's not just a Rashi. I'll bring you a raya to Rashi. A raya from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Mishnah Challah. At first glance, if you think about it, the Mishnah in Challah, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, is a raya to Shitas Rashi. How so? What does the Mishnah in Challah say? Nochi shenosan liyisura lasas lo isa p'tur min Challah. We know that the chiyuv of Challah is generated when there's a Gilgal. That's the normal way. The Gilgal isa. If you join the water, you pour the water into the flour. So technically speaking, you can take challah even then, but we normally take challah after the isa is created, after the dough is created. Reishis ar isoseichem challah tarimu sruma. My pasuk in parashas is shlach. There's a chiyuv to take challah from the dough if it's a certain shiur, right? If it's 5 quarters of a kaf, right? 1 1/4 kavin. That's what the Mishnah says in Challah. That's mechayiv in Challah. So they normally say it's a shiloh how much that is, but the shita that's accepted is if it's 5 pounds. You make 5 pounds of dough, so that's going to be chayiv in Challah. Nowadays we just take off a smaller shear of Challah because the coin's not going to get it anyway, and we just burn the Challah. We don't actually eat the Challah, but Challah really has a din of truma. It has a din of truma. Me'ikra din, the Challah is supposed to go to the coin. So comes the Mishnah here in Challah and says, Nochish nasan liyisrael lasas lo isa p'turim in a challah. Let's say a Nochri gives the ingredients to the Yisrael. The Yisrael is going to make the isa. So it's b'shus agoy, but the Gilgal ha'isa was done by Yisrael. So what does the Mishnah say? It's p'turim in a challah. Why? Lechora, just like Niruach Yisrael is chayev in Shumas and Isis, Gilgul Yisrael should be chayev in Shumas and Isis as well. Should be chayev in Chala as well. Right? Just like Niruach Yisrael is chayev in Shumas and Isis, Gilgul Yisrael, if the Yisrael makes the Issa, should be chayev in Chala. And yet the Mishnah says that if the Nochri gives the ingredients to the Yisrael makes the Issa, it's part of from Chala. Now what does that show you? Doesn't that show you that Gilgul Yisrael is not chayev in Nachayv and Chala? The answer is no, it doesn't show you anything. It just shows you how to define what Gilgul Yisrael means. Apparently, you see from this Mishnah that Gilgul Yisrael means if a Gilgul were done when the Issa is Beshus Yisrael, if the Issa belongs to the Yisrael, then it's Chayv and Chala. But if the Gilgul Issa is done when the Issa is Beshus Agoy, then it's Potem and Achala. There's no halacha that it's a function of the Maisa Gilgul. Who does the Maisa Gilgul? Right? The question is, who owns the Issa b'shas Maisa Gilgul? So that's what the Mishnah says, that if the guy owns the Issa b'shas Maisa Gilgul, even if the Yisrael does the Maisa Gilgul, it's potem in Achala. Because it's a raya machrachas terashi, zoktu of simcha midesa. Meridik. Right? The Haggadah, did you find it? The Haggadah is in the Gemara, right? In the back of the Gemara. Right? With the new Gemara, it's very easy to find. You don't have to, like, thumb around to see that. It's all in front of you. They have all the Haggadahs together. It's Gemara. Sometimes if you have a Gemara, that's Shver, so you can look at the Pnei Yeshua, you look at the Makna, that's Mis Yosef, or you just go to the back of the Gemara and just follow it down. It's all there. It used to be, you had to like turn pages and say, oh, is there a Mitzvah Eson, is there a Paris Yosef, or Simcha Midesa? You know, you learned about a lot of different Gedolim, lived a number of years ago. Right, but now it's almost right in front of you. You don't have to thumb through any pages. Shmuel Shmelkish and all these, they're all there together, the Haggadahs for Tziyun and the Haggadahs for Chidushim, whatever it's called. So he says L'chora, the Mishnah in Chala is against Tosfos, meaning it's a raya to Rashi. But the Mishnah in Chala shows you Miruach over Kochavim Poter is not a function of who does the Maisa Miruach, it's a function of who owns the Tvua, the Shas Miruach, just like Gilgal Akum Poter is not a function of who does the Maisa Gilgul, but rather who owns the Issa B'Shasa Gilgul. If the guy owns the Issa, then it'll be Poter from Chala. How is Tosfos and the Ritva going to answer for this rhyme? They're not bothered by Rashi and Bechoros and Rashi and Gittin. They're not beholden to Rashi. Rashi is a different Rishon. But it's Docha Mishnah. Isn't it Docha Mishnah?
They'd have to say that Chala is fundamentally different.
Exactly. That's what you could say. You could say that Chala and Truma are not the same. Maybe by Chala it's a function of Bailus, but by Truma it's a function of the Mais and Miruach. Isaac, why do you throw out such a svar? I mean, do you have a mocker for such a svar? You just start saying a svar, Chiluk.
I mean, Chala is, we know, an entrance to the land of Israel. Chala was high right away. Truma was high for 14 years.
Okay, there are Chilukim, but Chilukim in this realm. I think there could be a chiluk in this realm. If you look at the mukkar for why Gilgal Akum Patas by Chala, could be that that's a little bit different than the mukkar for why Miruach Akum Patas. What's the mukkar that Gilgal Akum Pota? Ariso Sechem. Gracious Ariso Sechem, Chala Tarimu Suma Lashem. Ariso Sechem, what does the word Ariso Sechem mean? What does the word Ariso Sechem mean? Your dough, right? Now, the Gancha V'lo Digun Ove Kochavim, the drasha that Chazal have, is referring to the Digun. Chazal understood there's something about the Digun. The Gancha is referring to Diguncha. It might be written the Gancha, but we're somehow darshaning it, Diguncha V'lo Digun Ove Kochavim. One could suggest that the Ri and the Ritva will say that there's a chiluk between Niruach Ove Kochavim Poter and Gilgul Ove Kochavim Poter. Why? Because the mocker is different. Chazal understood the Gancha V'Lodigun Ove Kochavim means that Miruach, the Maisa Digun, the Maisa Miruach of a goy is in a pattern. Not the Bailus B'Shas Miruach, but the Maisa Miruach is in a pattern. Arisosechem V'lo Arisas Goy sounds like what? Not the Maisa Miruach, but maybe the Bailus B'shas Mirah, the Bailus B'shas Gilgul, I should say, right? Ariso Sechem sounds like it's your dough. So if the dough belongs to the guy, that's not Ariso Sechem. It might not matter who did the Maisa Gilgal. The question might be, who is the Bailam of that Arisa? Who's the Bailam of the Issa B'Shas Gilgal? That you could say what the Ritva and the Ri will suggest is that there's a chilek between Shumas Maisa and Chala. Mirach over Kochavim Poter. That's a drasha of Digoncha, Diguncha velo Digun over Kochavim. That's a drasha that relates to the Maisa Mirach. That's how, again, the Ri and the Ritva don't learn. If the Maisa Mirach were done by a God, then it's Poter. If the Maisa Mirach were done by Yisrael, Chai. Aye, but the Mishnah and Chala says beferish that even if the Ma'isa Gilgal were done by Yisrael, the Issa is still Chayevus, and the Issa is still Ptur and Chala. That's because Ariso Seichen is a different Jerusha. Ariso Seichen below Issa's Goy. That means that if the Bailus of the Issa, if the Issa belongs to the Goy, Bashar's Gilgal, then it's going to be Potter from Chala. So that's a Jerusha not about the Ma'isa Gilgal, but rather about the Bailus of the Issa Bashar's Gilgal. Maybe there's a chilah between Trumas and Isis as opposed to Chalah. That's what the other Rishonim will say. Good time. What's Rashi going to counter? Right, Rashi still has to give us the final word. What's Rashi going to tell us? Rashi assumes that Chalah is a raya to Trumas and Isis. Why? Finish the job, Aaron. I saw you were emotional. Okay. Finish the job, someone, right? Why does Rashi hold that it's really the same? That digun chavlo digun over kachavim, arisosechem below isas over kachavim is going to be the same. That it's all a function of bailus b'shas miruach, bailus b'shas gilgal. Why is it always? Why should it be a function of bailus? If the drush is digun chavlo digun over kachavim, it doesn't sound like it's a function of bailus. It sounds like the ma'isa miruach has to be done by Yisrael. Zach?
Is it from Yishish that everything is
simpler? Simpler. Josh. Simply. The Goncha Digun... Go ahead. I think it's even simpler. Where does the drush of Diguncha Velo Digun Ovek Ochavim come from? Which word? Diguncha. Does it say Diguncha in the Pasuk? No, it says Diguncha. So Chazal Darshan, Diguncha means Diguncha. But what does that mean? So says Rashi, it means who is the Bailim B'Shas HaDigun? Who's the Goncha if it's the Goncha B'Shas Diguncha? Rashi puts the two together. The Ri and the Ritva say, no, the drosha is digun chavlo digun over kachavim, it's all a function of the ma'isa digun. If the miruach were done by a goy, it's potter. It's done by Yisrael, chayv. Doesn't matter who's the bailim. Rashi says, where did they get such a drosha from? It's not like it says diguncha in the pasuk, it says diguncha. Your dagon. Not your digun, your dagon. But Chazal interpreted that to mean digun chavlo digun over kachavim. So says Rashi, what they meant to say is this, if the digun were done when it's diguncha, that's called diguncha. What's heis diguncha? Diguncha is where it's diguncha b'shas hadigun. That's how Rashi learned the drasha. It's not such a pellet, right? It's diguncha. It's called diguncha if it's diguncha b'shas digun b'shas hadigun. But if it's not diguncha b'shas hadigun, then it's going to be potter. It's not a function of the ma'is hadigun. It's a function of whose dagon is it b'shas hadigun, whose dagon is it b'shas miruach. So that's why Rashi says miruach over kachavim poter is a function of whether the goy owns it. If it's the dagon, if it's the dagon Yisrael b'shas hadigun, so then it'll be chayev. But if it's dagon shel akum b'shas hadigun, then it's going to be poter. So the real machlokus over here between the Ritva and the Ri on one hand and Rashi on the other is what? How to understand the drasha of diguncha velo digun akum? Is this independent of the word diguncha, or is it coming out of the word diguncha? Is there a chiluk between chala as opposed to trumas hamaisus, or are chala and trumas hamaisus really the same? Is it the same kind of miut? Is the miut that if the maisa miruach, the maisa gilgal were done b'shus akum, were done biyad akum, then it's potter? But if the Maisa Miruach, the Maisa Gilgal were done by Yisrael, then it's Chayim? Or is the Jerusha that if a Miruach were done B'Shusa Akum, then it's Potter? Whether the Yisrael did the Miruach or the guy, is it a function of Bailus or is it a function of the Maisa? That seems to be the Machlokas Rashi against the other Rishon. Questions? Okay. Let's go weiter to the next sukkah. So the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph on the base was trying to find a mocker for Shlichas. How do I know Shlichas Shalom Kemosa? And it quotes Rabbi Shub and Korcha that it's learned from Meshach Tu Asok Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Karpen Pesach, kol kahala das yisro v'chi kol kol kulun shochtim v'alo v'neshochei ala echad ala mikan shishlucha shalavim kemos. So frek the Gemara at the bottom of the daf, honicha l'rabbi shoben karcha ela l'rabbi yonasin d'mafakle l'haikra l'drash achinam en olam. Rabbi shoben karcha learns shlichas from the shochtu also, so great. Rabbi Yonasan, though, uses that pasuk for a different drasha. So how does he know Shlucha Shalom Kemosa? Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan, Omer, Menayin Shecha Yisro Kulun Yotzim Pesach Echad, Shenem HaMashach Duoso, Kol Kahal Adas Yisro, Bein Raboyim, Kol Kol Kulum Shoch Tum Aloin HaShochet Elo Echad, Elo Nekan Shecha Yisro Yotzim Pesach Echad. Rabbi Yonasan learns that from Kol Kahal Adas Yisro, we learn that Kol Yisro Yotzim Pesach Echad. What does that mean? The Rashi says, Avo Bishayim Bo Pesayis L'chol Echad. The Kasav Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva. The Bionison says that you don't have to eat a Kesayis from the Korban Pesach. It was Rikas Dam L'chuda. As long as you zorek the Dam on behalf of all of the owners of the Korban, that's enough to have a Ritzu in the Korban Pesach. But you don't need each person eating a Kesayis. That's what Kol Kahal Adas Yisro is teaching. So if that's what it teaches me, then how does Rabbi Yonasan know that Shulchan Shalom Kemosa? We're learning a different drasha from the pasuk that Kol Yisro Yotzim Pesach Hecha. Shliach B'Kachim En Alei. Zach the Gemara Minei. Rabbi Yonasan learns it from the same pasuk. It's the same idea. We don't learn two things from one pasuk. No, it's not two things from one pasuk. If Kol Yisro can be Yotzim Pesach Hecha, and still not everyone is shechting the Korban Pesach, so you also see Shulchan Shalom Kemosa. It's not two drushes, it's really one and the same. So you can learn both. The Dilma Shani Yosem Bisle Shudvis Begavai, if Rebbe Gemara, no, but how do you know Shlucha Shalom Kemosa Ba'alma? Maybe Dafka by Korban Pesach, but Isle Shudvis Begavai. If Kol Yisrael Yotzim Pesach Echa, that means that there's Shudvim in this Korban Pesach. So maybe Shlucha Shalom Kemosa there, Dafka there, because Isle Shudvis Begavai. So maybe a shutuf can be a shliach, but a non-shutuf can't be a shliach. So how do we know Shlucha Shalom Kemosa? Ela mehocha, says the Gemara. A new pasuk, not from Meshachdu, also but a different pasuk. V'yikul hamish sela veisavos sela bois. A different pasuk. Also in the Korban Pesach. V'yikul hamish sela veisavos sela bois, what does Rashi say? Echad lokeach l'chol ha-mishpacha. V'yikhu lohem ish selavei savos. Selavois. You're taking a set for the whole bias, for the whole mishpacha. That's what they did in Pesach Mitzvah. There was a special din that the Korban Pesach was supposed to come b'chol mishpacha mishpacha. There's no chiyuv l'chapchila to have the Korban Pesach for each mishpacha for Pesach Doros. So that was Pesach Mitzvah. Dafka l'chol mishpacha mishpacha. V'yikhu lohem, a plural, but the ish is taking lohem. And Ish is taking Selah Bois. It sounds like one is taking for the whole Mishpacha. And he's going to shecht it. So he sounds like he's a Shliya for the whole Mishpacha. So you should learn from V'yikhalahem Ish that Shlucha Shalom Kamosa. So it says the Gemara, but why is this any better than the other Drasha? V'dil Mahasam Nami, this they should V'zvigavayim. Maybe it's a member of the Mishpacha that's taking the Korban Pesach for all the B'nai HaMishpacha. So we still don't know that Shlucha Shalom Kamosa if he's not a Shutuf. Maybe Shlucha Shalom Kamosa only if he is a Shutuf. Says the Gemara, no. In Kain Trei Kori Lamali, May no Inyan Leichad L'Shayach, May no Inyan Leichad L'Shayach. We had already V'Shach Du Asol Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael to teach me that if Islay Shudvas V'Gavayu, Shlucha Shalom Kemoso. So I don't need V'Yikhu Lahem Ish Tzeva V'Sabos to teach me that Shlucha Shalom Kemoso by Islay Shudvas V'Gavayu. So May no Inyan Leichad Islay Shudvas V'Gavayu, May no Inyan Leichad L'Slay Shudvas V'Gavayu. V'Yikhu Lahem Ish can teach me that Shlucha Shalom Kemoso, even if he's not a Shutta. Okay, so that's the mokar at this stage in the Gemara that they want to suggest is the mokar for Shutas. The Yitchu Lahemish Selevei Savos, it's an extra pasuk, even though both it and the Shachdu also Kal Kahal, as you saw, could be talking about Islay Shuvas V'Gavayim, but we don't need to psukim to teach me the same thing, so that's why we can learn that even if Leslay Shuvas V'Gavayim, Shlucha Shalom Kemoso. Okay, that's the Gemara. Questions? Yes, Daniel.
Exactly appointing a
shliach.
It's just impossible
for three people to
be one shliach on the same animal.
Okay. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to understand
how
is that shliachus?
It's not shliachus. It's that if he is a shutef and now I make him a shliach, he'll be more powerful than a regular shliach. Right? The Gemara is saying is if Isle Shlipas Begavayu, then he can be a Shliach. But maybe if Lesle Shlipas Begavayu, I don't have a mukkar that such an individual can be a Shliach.
Even in that circumstance, he's not a Shliach, he's a Shutuf.
No, he's a let's say he's a Shutuf who was made a Shliach. The B'nai Mishpacha made him a Shliach.
He's one of the Bailim. It's hard to say that you're...
No, he's a Bailim regarding his Chalik, but is he a Bailim regarding their Chalik? No. But he's a Shliach regarding their Chalik. But since Islay Shudviz Begavayo, the Havamina is, somehow he's more powerful, and therefore he can be a Shliach for the other Chalik of the Karban. That's what the Gemara was assuming. Yeah. The problem, as some of the Achronim point out, is how does Shudviz help? Gemara is assuming that if Isle Shudviz Begavayo, there's more of a reason that if I appoint him a Shliach, he should be able to be a Shliach. But why? Why is that any better? We have a mocker that where shlichus is necessary, shutfus does not help. Shutfus is not enough. I need shlichus. Right? Hafrashas truma, gerushin, kiddushin. We found many different areas where shlichus works. Right? But we have a drosha that teaches me that where shlichus works, shutfus doesn't work. What kind of drosha is that? Which drosha am I referring to? The drasha on that Nehemalath on the base, on the bottom. Right? Remember the drasha? Atem velo arisim, atem velo aputropsim, atem velo atoim ashen oshalo. I skipped the most important part, right? Atem velo arisim, atem velo shutfim, atem velo aputropsim, atem velo atoim ashen oshalo. I would think even atem velo shluchim kamash malo. Right? So the Gemara has a drasha that by hafrashas truma, atem velo shutfim. That if someone is a shutuf, but he's not made a shliach, two people are shutfim in a certain tvua. We both own the tvua together. We both bought it together. Now we had some money left on our cap card. $5,000 left on our cap card, right? And we decided to buy tvua b'shutfis. They started to sell tvua in the calf. Right? We bought tvua b'shutfis. We own the tvua. You can't be Torahing for me. On my chelik. The shutuf can't be time for the chelik of his shutuf. A temple over below shutuf. So frankly, Atzmis Yosef and the Pnei Yeshua, the Achronim will ask, if you see a temple below shutuf, Atem tells you that where you need shlichus, shutfus doesn't work. Shutfus is weaker than shlichus. So why does our Gemara and Daf Membeis have a havamina that maybe shlichus only works if Isle Shutfus v'gavayim? You see, in the realm of shlichus, shutfus doesn't play a role. Shutfus, if you need a din shlichus, so then shutfus is not going to be enough. So if shutfus is not enough where you need a din shlichus, so why would Isle Shutfus Begavayo be any better? It's a pellet from one line to the next. The Gemara just told us atem velo shutfin. And now it says that, well, I'd have a havamin if you only had v'shachatu oso kol kahala das Yisrael, then maybe shlichus shalom kamosa dafkif Isle Shutfus Begavayo. What does shutfus accomplish in me? Shutfus never plays a role when we're talking about shlichus. That's a kasha that the Achronim is. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says the teretz is poshut. The drasha of atem velo shutfim is talking about what situation where someone is a shutuf, but he's not a shliach. He's only a shutuf. So in Achanami, where you need shlichus, if someone is only a shutuf and not a shliach, it's not going to work. Shutfus is taka weaker than shlichus. But here the Gemara is saying, even though I need shlichus, v'shchitas karban pesach, I need shlichus, maybe shlichus only works if someone is also a shutuf, if he's both a shutuf and a shliach. No one would say that shutfus would work without shlichus. That's the Gemara earlier. Atem velo shutfim means that where you need shlichus, shutfus is not going to work. But here we're talking about a situation where he'll be both a shliach and a shutuf. Efshem and Kenzogin, that dafkif is the shutfus begavayu. He's a miktsas bailim, so then he can be a shliach on the other chalik, where he's not a bailim. That's what the Gemara was saying. That's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. But here we're talking about a shutuf who's also a shliach. So the Gemara is saying maybe shlichus only works if his shliach is begavayah, but not if less shliach is begavayah. Yes.
What does that mean? Shutuf without shlichus? I mean, people could be partners, but we're only talking about the part where one guy does something for the other.
Right. That means that we're partners in the tour. We bought the tour from the calf. Right, and then I brought it to the dormitory. Right? And I'm going to be mafresh shumas and isis from the entire kri. So part of it is yours and part of it is mine. But you didn't make me a shliach to be mafresh shum your chelik. I have bailus on a chelik of the tefillah, but I don't have bailus on your chelik, and yet I'm going to be mafresh on the whole thing. So that's a case where I'm a shutev without a shliach. So that taka doesn't work. But if you made me into a shliach, then I can be mafresh for you. But I would think that maybe dafka, where I'm a shutef in the tefuah and you made me into a shliach, then I can be mafish for you. But let's say you bought the tefuah yourself and you made me into a shliach, then maybe I can be mafish for you. Maybe that's not, we don't say shliach don't come also because I don't have shutefis in it.
How are you going to establish that shutefis is shlichus?
Absolutely not.
When he does something for the other party.
No. Shutefis is not shlichus. Shutefis means that there's a miktsas bailim. We own something together. Shlichus means I'm a proxy. Right? A proxy. I'm a representative. I'm an agent of someone else. Shutfis is not an agent. It means I'm a part owner. Right? There's a partnership. Shutfis means partnership. Shlichus means proxy, I think. That's the technical definition. No, yes.
I thought what Daniel asked before is that isn't shutfis is a different thing. It's a double author. You either you have a prize to it or you don't.
What's the Gemara saying? That maybe only where Isle Shutfis Vegavayu can what? There you go. Right? Not that if Isle Shutfis Vegavayu I can shech the Karban Pesach for my Shutfis. I can't shech the Karban Pesach for my Shutfis if I'm not a Shliach. But if Isle Shutfis Vegavayu and he makes me a Shliach, then I can shech the Karban Pesach for him. That's what the Gemara was assuming. Okay? That you need both. So if you need both, and that's not what the Gemara earlier was saying. The Gemara is earlier saying, Atem v'lo shutfim, if you're only a shutfim and not a shliach, then it's not going to work. But here, the Havamina is that if you're both, then it should be good. But dafka if you're both a shutfim and a shliach. Comes the Atzmus Yosef and says, you don't even need to go that far. You could say, Atem v'lo shutfim means that if a person, if a shutfim does shalomi das habailin, if he operates without the consent of the bailin, so then he's weaker. Right, but here, if the shutef acts midas habaylim, here it's midas habaylim. So that's why the Gemara is saying, if isle shutef is begavayu, and the baylim anichalahu, that you should be able to be poel for them. So I'd have a havamina that only that case would work. But if you need shlichas shutef is never enough. No, this is a shutef with a baylim anichalahu. I mean, it's the same as the Pnei Yoshua. It's a shutfus with a shlichus, but the key is that here it's midas habaylim. Earlier we're saying that the shutfus is not for shumas amayis, it's shlo midas habaylim. There's no raya from one to the other. The shutfus can't operate against the will of the baylim without knowledge of the baylim, but with knowledge of the baylim, avada shutfus is powerful. So the Gemara is saying that if isle shutfus begavayu, then I would think that maybe he can be a shliach, but if lesle shutfus begavayu, then he can't be a shliach. These are two answers that the Achronim give. The real question, though, is why does shutfus be? If they shutfus begavayu, then shluchas shalom kamosa. But if less they shutfus begavayu, then we're not going to say shluchas shalom kamosa. What does shlichus mean? What's the koch of shlichus? Posh, not fancy ktos kofeches sipkotim, but posh. Shlichus means that there's a mesiras koch, that the bailim are giving over their power to someone else, to an agent. It's a mesiras koch habailim to operate, to be poel for themselves. Right? The Bailam are giving over koach of a shliach. What's the koach of a shutef? That the shutef is a miktsas Bailam. The shutef is a miktsas Bailam. So you would think, the shutef is a miktsas Bailam. The whole purpose of the shlichos is to be most of the koach of the Bailam to someone else. And the shutef already is a miktsas Bailam. He's a part owner in this tvua. So then it's easier for him to become a shliach, right? That's the chor of the svar of the Gemara. That the whole idea of shlichus is mesiras koach from the bailim to the shliach. So you think that since shutfus is a case where the guy is a miktas bailim already, so then it's easier for him to get the koach of the bailim. Yeah, but the problem is that he is a miktas bailim, but only in his chelik of the tefuah. He's not a bailim in the chelik of the tefuah that's owned by the mishaleach. There's two over here, right? So part of it is owned by the mishaleach, let's say, and part of it is owned by the shliach. the whole koch of a shutev, right? The strength of a shutev is the fact that he's a miktas bailin. So the shliach is a bailin here, right? He's a bailin. He's a miktas bailin in this whole creed, right? He has 50% bailus. So you want to tell me, well, shlichus is a mesiras koach of the bailin. The mishalech is giving over his koach to do afreshes truma. So since the shutef already is the miktas bailin 50%, it makes sense that he should be able to be a shliach in the other 50%. He's not a bailin here. He's a zero bailin here. Why should his shutfus in half of the kri have any impact in his ability to be a shliach in the second half of the kri? Never the twain shall meet. These are two parts to the Kree. He's not a bailim in the chalik of the Mishalech. He's a bailim in his own chalik. So why should his being a bailim in his own chalik affect his ability to be a shliach in the second half? What's the Gemara saying? After all the dust settles, that we understand the difference between our drasha and the drasha earlier, the koch of a shutev, it's not so bad. Here it's shutev with a shlichus. But what's the Gemara saying? That Issa Shutev the Gavai Osana was better, I think that he could be a Shliach because he's a Shutev. He's a Shutev in one Chelek. You want to make him a Shliach in a different Chelek. What does one have to do with the other? Ma inyan Chelek Shalo and Chelek Chavero.
What would be 100% of his own? The way Rebbe's splitting it doesn't really make sense. They're not Shutev. Meaning they own their own piece and now they're Shutev. Each has their own.
We don't know which chalik they own. Right? They're actually, I just simplified it. There really are 100 different
chalik. 50% of what he's taking is...
They have to divide this. I can make it even more complex. Just keep on drawing lines over here, right? But every molecule, right? We don't know which molecule belongs to this, which molecule belongs to that one. But he's only a shutev in half the molecules, right?
So the point is, when he takes it on the field, he owns half the field.
He owns half the field, but he's a shutev only in half the field, and he's going to be mafresh shumas and isis, midin shlichus on the other half of the field. So how is his shutfus in his in half of the field going to affect?
See, already a shaykhus half the field as opposed to some random guy. Shaykhus is zero.
Right. His shaykhus in half the field is like my shaykhus in a different field. What does it matter? Right? Let's say they have a shutfus in this part of the field. And then there are five fields next to it. Right. This field belongs to Levi, and this belongs to Yehuda. Yehuda doesn't have a shutfus together with Reuben and Shimon. Because Yehuda's field is close to Reuben and Shimon's field, so he could be a shliach for them. So is there any difference between that and Reuben or Shimon being a shliach for the other? They're still only shutfim in something next to the other one's field, not actually their field. So,
not really, because let's say half the field burned down, then what would happen?
Then you split up the rest,
meaning that... You theoretically are a baal over the entire field. At the end of the day, yes, you split it up. You can't.
I hear what you're saying, but we still don't know whose chalik is what. The one thing I can tell you is the shliach that he's becoming is on the chalik that's not his. Right? He's becoming a shliach to be mafresh truma on the chalik that's not his. So his mitzvah bailim doesn't affect his ability to be a shliach on the other chalik. What's the answer? We have two answers to this question. Marik in Shuvis wants to suggest, based on a fundamental yisod, he invokes the Gemara in Bav Metzia. We don't have time to get to the whole Gemara, but suffice it to say that Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim have a machlokes whether we say migu de zochin lenafshi zochin nami lechaver. The case is it's a mission in Peah, mishalike de sapeah. We know that leket shichlo peah is supposed to go to Anir. So what happens? Okay, let's just explain the Gemara based on the second version of the Gemara, to keep it simple. Let's say an Ani picks up Peah, but he wants to be Zocha on behalf of his friend. What's the difference? Rabbi Elazar says, Zocha lo, but the Ani Zocha, and the Chacham say, no, Yidnanu lo Ani Hanim Tzarishan. He's not Zocha for his friend, he has to give it to the first Ani that he finds. So strange, he's Zocha, he's not Zocha, what's the Machlokas? The Gemara suggests, the Machlokas is, whether Migu de Zocha l'nafshi Zocha nami l'chavri. Since this Ani is able to be Zocha for himself, he could be Zocha in the Peah for himself, for the Leza holds, Migu de Zocha l'nafshi Zocha nami l'chavri. Instead of being Zocha for himself, the Ani can be Zocha for his friend. He has the Koach to be Zocha for himself, so he can be Zocha for his friend. And the Chacham say, no. We don't say Migu de Zocha l'nafshi Zocha nami l'chavri. Just because he has the ability to be Zocha for himself, he can't be Zocha for his friend. he could be Zohar for himself, but he can't be Zohar for his friend. So his original Hagbah, when he picked up the payah to be Zohar for his friend, he was not Kona for his friend. So he can give it to whomever he wants. He can give it to himself if he's an Ani. He can give it to his friend who's an Ani. But until the Ani picks it up, he's not going to be Zohar for him. Rashi in Bava Metzia points out that there's no question. Everyone agrees that Nigud Zachar Nafshi Zachi Nami Lechavre does apply if the person is actually being Zohar for himself at that time. Meaning, if the Ani is picking up payah for himself, if in the Maisa Hagbah he's picking up for himself, even the Chachamim Der Belazer would hold that he can be Zohar Lechavre also. He's picking up, let's say, a bushel. Right? He's picking up a bushel of payah. Right? And he only has in mind to be kona half the bushel. The Chachamim would say, even though we deny Nigud Zachar Nafshi Zachi Nami Lechavre, that just because the Ani could be Zoch in the whole bushel, he can't be Zoch in the whole bushel for his friend, but if he's partially being Zoche in the bushel for himself, if the Maisa HaGvah that he's doing is affecting himself, then he can be Zoche Lechavre. Because then the Maisa HaGvah, the Maisa Kinyan is done for him. If the Maisa Kinyan is affecting his own Kinyanim, it's affecting his own Chalos Kinyan, so then that can work for his Chavre too. Because it's like a piggyback, right? His friend can piggyback with a Chalos Kinyan on his own Chalos Kinyan that's working for himself. Even the Chachamim would say that Migud Zachar Nafshi Zachar Nami Lechavre can work in such a situation. So up to Marik, that's what's happening over here. Islay Shudvah Zbidavaya, why is there any reason to say that if Islay Shudvah Zbidavaya we give you a Sheikh? What's happening here? He's shechting a carbon Pesach for the entire Mishpacha. Shechting a carbon Pesach, right? Is his Shchitas HaKarbon affecting himself? Of course, he's a Shutuf here in the carbon. So if the Shchitas HaKarbon is affecting some kind of halacha for himself, right? It's chal by him, then it can be chal by Yanim too. Migu that it's chal by him, it can be chal by the rest of the Mishpacha too. That's what the Gemara is saying. If Islay Shuv is Begavayo, even though he's only a Bailin in Miktas, not in the other half, but since the Maisa that he's doing is relevant to him and his Chelek, the same Maisa can be relevant to the others in the Chelek that he doesn't own. Because Migu the Zachar Nafshe is Zachar Nami Lechavre. If the Maisa affects him, it can affect someone else as well. Because even the Chachamim agree in such a case, his Maisa can be poel on behalf of someone else. We're not talking about a Kinyan here. Right? Shechting the Karbon Pesach is not a Kinyan. But it's still a Maisa that's poel something to him. Right? He has to be Nimna on the Karbon Pesach, and the Shechita has to be Lishmo. It has to be for him. So if his Maisa Shechita is effecting a Chalos for him, then the same Maisa Shechita, the Zelba Maisa Shechita, can affect the Chalos for the rest of the Mishpacha as well. Yes?
It's hard to say that Migo here, because in the case of Peya, you're doing a complete schos for the other guy. But here, you're taking away this guy. Maybe the guy wants to do the Shechita on his own.
No, they made him a Shliach! If Islay Shuvah Begavayu, then Shlichus would work. But the question is, why is Islay Shuvah Begavayu changing anything? He's not a Shutuf in the Chelek that he's a shliach in, right? The chelik that comes that he's a shliach in, he's not a shutuf in. The answer is, but the maisa shchita that he's doing for himself can two off something, right? It can effect something for someone else because it's the same maisa shchita that's accomplishing both for him and for the other shutuf.
So why can't he do it if he wasn't a point?
Because then he's not a shliach. He's not
you
a not necessarily, because the migu by kinyonim could be based on zechiyah mitam shlichos. It could be an implicit shlichos, even if he wasn't appointed. But are you going to say a zechiyah and shlichos karbon pesach? It's not so clear that you can say that because this is not a realm of kinyonim. I think that's the pshat, no? Okay, that's one approach, Marik. That even if Enochanami will say that he's not a bailam over the whole item, but his maisa shchita, since it affects the chalos by him, it can affect the chalos by the other shutfim as well. The other answer is really a lot simpler, and that is maybe the assumption of my kasha is faulty. Right? The whole kasha is why should we say that Isla Shuf is Begavayah changes anything? The fact is he's not a bailam in the chelik that he's a shliach. What's the difference, right? How can Islay Shuvus affect his ability to be a shliach in the other chelik, but he's not a shutev in the other chelik, he's not a bayal in the other chelik? Yeah? Or no? Is he a bayal in the other chelik? We seem to be assuming he's not a bayal. Right? So Eli Chepit, right? Eli was not sure that that shuvus. Isn't he a bayal in the whole thing? What do you mean by that, Eli? What you mean is Rashi and Gittin. Talk like a London, right? What you mean is Rashi and Gittin. Not the Rashi and Gittin that we quoted before. Rashi and Gittin has an incredible statement about Shutvis. This is the Stipler and Gittin picked up on. Rashi and Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis writes that if people are Shutvim in Tvua, that doesn't mean that each one owns a Chelik of the Tvua, we just don't know which Chelik of the Tvua they own. It means that each one owns every molecule together. What does shutvus mean? Does shutvus mean that if we have a partnership, so each one of us, you know, let's say we buy stock in a company, right? So we have 1,000 shares. Right? So each one of us owns 500 shares? Or do we all own all 1,000 shares? That's the question here. That's the $64,000 question. Here comes Rashi and makes an incredible statement. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in Gittin quotes the memory Yisrael v'Avikachav Shalach Chusada v'Shutfus Tevel v'Chulin Me'uravin Zeb Bazeh Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Tevel and Chulin are going to be Me'urav Zeb Bazeh. Half owned by the guy, half owned by the Yisrael. What does that mean that there's a Tarovus of Tevel and Chulin? It says Rashi Ein Lecha Kol Chita v'Chita Shein Chetzia Tevel v'Chetzia Chulin. Every Chita is Chetzia Tevel v'Chetzia Chulin. It's not that half of it is Tevel, half of it is Chulin. Half of the Tfuah is Tevel, half of the Tfuah is Chulin. Every chita, ein lecha kol chita v'chita, shein chetz yatevel v'chetz yachulin. So up the stipel, what is Rashi saying? He's saying that shutvus doesn't mean that when people have a partnership, that each one owns half, we just don't know which half they own. It means that they mamish own half. Everyone has a miktas bilus in every molecule of the tzvua. If that's the case, then the question doesn't begin. What's the Gemara saying over here? That if Isle Shuf is Begavayu, I think that he can be a Shliach. I think that maybe the parish of Shluch Shalom Kamoso is limited to a case where the person is a Shuf. So we ask why. The whole purpose of Shlichus is to give the Koch of the Bailim to the Shliach. So you would think that, well, the Shutuf is a Miktas Bailim, so that's why it makes sense that he could be a Shliach. Yeah, but he's a Miktas Bailim in his Chelik, not a Miktas Bailim in the Chelik of his friend. But according to Rashi, the answer is he is a Miktas Bailim in the Chelik of his friend. That's what Shutuf means! It means that each one is a violent in the whole thing. So that's exactly the point of the Gemara, perhaps. That if Islay Shutuf is Begavayu, if a person is a Shutuf in the whole Karban Pesach, all the Bnei Mishpacha are Shutuf in the Karban Pesach, so the person who's Shochet actually has a Mitzvah Bailus in every Chelik of this Karban Pesach, so then it makes sense that the other Bnei Mishpacha should be able to make him a Shliach to Shechpam there. Okay.